Oh, what do we have here? It's not often I get to entertain guests. Who is this exactly? Really, you ask to see me? My, how bold of you. Haven't you heard how rare it is for someone to meet me in person and live to speak about it later? You don't just drop by at the doorstep of the most powerful crime lord in the city, you know. It's not very good for your health. Ah, well, I'm sure you already know all this, which means you must have a good reason for coming here. So what? Oh, the wings. Of course. No, these aren't fake, my dear. They're the real deal. I can even move them, see? Oh, you catch on fast. You're only half right, though. I'm not just an angel. I'm a fallen angel. See what a lovely black color they are. That's right. I got kicked right out of the pearly gates. Apparently, taking bribes from demons is considered unbecoming behavior. I really don't see what the big deal was, but in the end, I am now stuck down here. Oh, not at all. The path from Fallen Angel to Mafia Boss is a lot shorter than you'd probably think. All it took was a little display of my angelic power, and people were lining up left and right to serve under me. And if I'm going to be living down here anyway, I'm at least going to live by my own rules. Not get tied up by laws like I was back in heaven. It's honestly baffling to me how many fallen angels take the normal life route. I think some of them are hoping to get back to heaven through good behavior. But I've never heard of that happening. No, they're all over the place. Most fallen angels hide their wings, but since I'm usually surrounded by my followers, I see absolutely no reason for me to keep them under wraps. But that's enough about me. I'm curious, what got such an innocent-looking human to come to such a scary criminal like me? Why the desperation, my dear? You ran into trouble with another criminal organization. That is quite surprising. What did you do to get on their bad side? Surely a timid thing like you wouldn't get involved with a criminal underworld on purpose. Oh dear, I see. So you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time and saw something they didn't want you to see. Well, isn't that unfortunate? But do you really think that you need my help? Why not just go to the police? Well, that does complicate things. I didn't realize you were mixed up with old Jerry. He's my biggest rival. But in that case, you were right to come to me. The rumors you heard are true. He does have the police in his pocket. They would have carted you off to his doorstep with a grin on their faces. Well, I can offer you protection, but it's going to be tricky. Before I showed up, he was the most powerful man in the city. At first, I overtook him easily. There's not much a mortal can do to compete with an angel. I can bless my followers with strength, insight, and good fortune, so they'll always have an edge. But then things started tipping in his favor again, at least every now and then. By all accounts, it should be impossible. I haven't been able to prove it, but I think he may have managed to hire a demon to counter some of my power. Not a terribly powerful one, mind you, but it's enough that he can be a real threat if he's clever about it. To keep you away from his men, we're going to need a whole mess of countermeasures. Aside from putting you in a safe house, we'll need sacred wards, blessed weapons, holy water. This is going to be a real pain. Since I don't have access to power from heaven, I have to rely on my own much more limited abilities. It's going to drain me for a while. Needless to say, this protection won't come cheap. All the resources I put into protecting you are things I could have been using to make a profit. So you'll have to reimburse me, and then some. Oh no. You won't be paying me with money. Even if you could afford to pay me back in cash, which I'm certain you can't. As a fallen angel, I have unique needs. What I want from you is devotion. You see, that is what fuels me. The more people I have that follow me loyally, the more power I have access to. Why, when I first landed in the mortal world, I had barely enough strength to put on a little light show. But each and every person I convinced to join me made it easier and easier to convince the next with more and more impressive displays of power. So rather than paying me money, you're going to join up and serve under me. Of course, I understand that you won't be instantly devoted to me just because you work for me, but I'm confident that I can win your admiration and respect with time. Worried about joining a criminal organization? Oh, sweetie. Surely you didn't think that you were just going to waltz up to me, enlist my help, and then skip away with your squeaky clean permanent record intact. I'm afraid that in this situation, it's kill or be killed. Oh, no, no, no. That's just a figure of speech. You don't have to kill anybody. If I'm supposed to be protecting you, I can't possibly have you out doing field work, can I? Things will be nice and quiet for you. What will you be doing? Well, there's a few ways this could go. I could have you help with our finances. It's a big job, of course. We have quite a lot of money to work with. But we also have a lot of expenses. So we need to be careful of how we use it. You wouldn't be the only one working on it, of course. You'd just take a share of the work. I could also train you up into a negotiator. You have an innocent face. And that can be very, very useful. When dealing with people not used to outlaws like us, a friendly face can set them at ease. And for other crime lords, it can make them think we're not as ruthless as we really are, giving us an edge. If nothing else, I can have you help out with odd jobs. It's not glamorous by any means, but at least you can free up other people to work on their specialties. But honestly, we don't need to worry about any of that right now. These are the terms. Do you agree to them? Good. I'm glad you made the smart choice. Now I just have to... Oh, actually, I should ask you about this first, I suppose. I'm afraid that I'm not especially trusting of strangers, so for the time being, I need some assurance that you're not a spy, or that you won't try to slip away once things have settled. It's a simple process called a divine contract. It's one of my abilities as an angel. If you make an oath to me, I can engrave it into your soul. You'll be bound to that oath, and be physically and mentally incapable of breaking it, unless I choose to release you from it. In this case, you'll be unable to leave our headquarters without my permission, and you won't be able to willingly take any action that would go against my best interests. I won't blame you if you say no. It's one thing to promise something, but quite another to allow yourself to be forced to comply. So, that's a yes. Wonderful. Then let's handle that right here and now, shall we?
Mortal, do you swear to remain within the confines of this building, never to leave unless I allow it? And do you swear to never act with the intent to undermine me? Then I bind you to your words. You shall hold to them without fail until the day you are released. And that's that, sir.
Sorry about the pageantry there. It's necessary, unfortunately. Anyway, you're under our protection now. You are a member of the group and a part of our family. We're all quite close. I like to think of my followers as my children, really. A few of them even call me Mom, but only when outsiders aren't around. You don't have anything to worry about anymore. We'll keep you safe as one of our own. Now, Hector, would you show our newest recruit to where they'll be staying? For now, it'll be the panic room until we figure out how badly the enemy wants them. Oh, one more thing before you go. Please don't make the guardian angel joke. It's been done. Anyway, good night, my dear.